Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, 21 June 2026, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truths of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, we are looking at the incomparable spiritual heritage of the nation Israel. And we're looking at the unconditional covenants. We've seen the Abrahamic covenant. And we are now in the real estate covenant, the Palestinian covenant, but it's best called the real estate covenant. God, as party of the first part, made a favorable land grant to Israel as the client nation forever. Israel will again be a client nation in the millennium and then on forever. This covenant guarantees the entire Middle East as a land grant to Israel forever. It includes all of the Middle East, clear over to Iraq, the Euphrates River, all of Turkey, demonstrated by the name the Hittites, and half of Egypt and Ethiopia, the Nile River. This land will never be fully occupied by Israel as a client nation until the second advent of Jesus Christ and when he establishes his kingdom, the millennial kingdom, and his reign for 1,000 years. And then you have point six. This grant was first proclaimed by God to Abraham as the father of the Jewish race in Genesis 13, 14, and 15. And also, and we saw that before in the Abrahamic covenant, and Genesis 15, 18. So let's start our second class by going to Genesis chapter 15, verse 18. Genesis 15, verse 18. Verse 18, on that day the Lord made a covenant with Abram and said, to your descendants I give this land from the river of Egypt, the Nile River, to the great river, the Euphrates River, the land of the Kenites, the Kenizzites, the Cadmonites, the Hittites, that's Turkey, Perizzites, Rephaites, Amorites, Canaanites, Girgashites, Jebusites. So this great land grant was first proclaimed to Abraham as the father of the Jewish race. Genesis 13, 14, and 15, and Genesis 15, verse 18. Point seven, the land grant was confirmed to Isaac as the second generation of the new racial species, using geographical boundaries understood at that time. So the land grant was confirmed to Isaac. Jesus Christ is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He made the covenant, the Abrahamic covenant, to Abraham, and then to Isaac, and then to Jacob. So the land grant was confirmed to Isaac as the second generation of the new racial species, using geographical boundaries understood at that time. Turn over to Genesis 26. Genesis chapter 26. Genesis 26, starting at verse 3. Stay in this land for a while, and I will be with you and bless you, for to you and your descendants I will give all these lands and will confirm the oath I swore to your father Abraham. I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and will give them all these lands, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed. So, this land grant was confirmed to Isaac, and then, point eight, it was confirmed to Jacob as the third generation of the new racial species. Confirmed to Jacob. Genesis 35, so turn over to Genesis 35. Genesis 35, verse 12. Genesis 35, verse 12. The land I gave to Abraham and to Isaac, I also give to you, Jacob, and I will give this land to your descendants after you. So it was also confirmed to Jacob as the third generation of the new racial species. 9. The land grant was reiterated to Moses as the father of the Jewish client nation. The land grant was reiterated to Moses as the father of the Jewish client nation. Turn over to Exodus chapter 6. Exodus 6. Exodus 6, starting at verse 2. Exodus 6, verse 2. God also said to Moses, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name, Jehovah, I did not make myself known to them. I also established my covenant with them to give them in the land of Canaan, where they lived as aliens. Moreover, I have heard the groaning of the Israelites whom the Egyptians are enslaving, and I have remembered my covenant. And therefore, say to the Israelites, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will free you from being slaves to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God. And then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians, and I will bring you to the land that I swore with uplifted hand to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to you as a possession. I am the Lord. So the land grant was reiterated to Moses as the father of the Jewish client nation. And then 10, Moses prophesied the fulfillment of the land grant in the millennial kingdom in Deuteronomy 30, 1 through 8. Moses prophesied the fulfillment of the land grant in the millennial kingdom, Deuteronomy 30, 1 through 8. So let's turn over to Deuteronomy 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30, starting at verse 1. When all these blessings and curses I have set before you come upon you, and you take them to heart, wherever the Lord your God disperses you among the nation, and when you and your children return to the Lord your God, and obey Him with all your heart and with all your soul, according to everything I command you today, then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where He scattered you, even if you have been banished to the most distant land under the heavens. From there, the Lord your God will gather you and bring you back. He will bring you to the land that belonged to your fathers, and you will take possession of it. He will make you more prosperous and numerous than your fathers. The Lord your God will circumcise your hearts and the hearts of your descendants so that you may love Him with all your heart and with all your soul and live. The Lord your God will put all these curses on your enemies who hate and persecute you. You will again obey the Lord and follow all His commands I am giving you today. So Moses prophesied the fulfillment of this land grant in the millennial kingdom, Deuteronomy 31 through 8. 11. To encourage the Jews to enter the land grant was reconfirmed to Joshua. To encourage the Jews to enter the land grant was reconfirmed to Joshua. Turn over to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. We'll start at verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them. To the Israelites, I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river Euphrates, all the Hittite country up to Turkey, to the great sea, the Mediterranean on the west. So, it was to encourage the Jews to enter the land grant was reconfirmed to Joshua. This was to give Joshua the motivation to conquer all that he could. So in summary, it's modern boundaries follows. First of all, the northwestern border of the land will be the Mediterranean Sea, including all of Turkey, because of the phrase, the land of the Hittites. So the northern boundary, border of the land, will be the Mediterranean Sea, including all of Turkey. Secondly, the southern border will be the Nile River, Eastern Africa, Egypt, Kenya, Ethiopia, all a part of the southern border, and all of Saudi Arabia. This is the land grant to Israel. So the southern border will be the Nile River, Eastern Africa, Egypt, Kenya, Ethiopia, and all of Saudi Arabia. Three, the eastern border will be Iraq, the Euphrates River, so the Iraq, the Euphrates River, which includes northeastern border, and that is the entire Middle East today. That belongs to Israel. The Lord Jesus Christ has given that to Israel. Unconditional covenant. That belongs to Israel. Now, they won't have it until Christ comes back at the second advent. And it will be in the tribulation from the two witnesses, Moses and Elijah, from the 144,000 super evangelists, 12,000 from the 12 tribes of Israel, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Jewish people will realize Jesus Christ is the Messiah. They'll realize it. They will mourn over the fact that they realize they're the ones, their forefathers were the ones who said, crucify him, crucify him. And now they will realize he is the Messiah. And they will place their faith in Jesus Christ. There will be a big remnant of Jewish people who will believe in Christ near the end of the tribulation. And Jesus Christ will return at the second advent, rescue them, and take them into the millennial kingdom. And then they will have this land, all of this land that's described here in the real estate covenant, from all the way from the Mediterranean Sea, all the way up to Turkey, all the way over to the Euphrates River, all the way down to Africa and the Nile River. All of that will belong to Israel in the millennial kingdom. Throughout the millennium, and they will be a client nation to God forever and ever. All right, that's the real estate covenant. So we studied covenant number one, Abrahamic covenant. Covenant number two, real estate covenant. Now that brings us to covenant number three, the Davidic covenant. Or it could also be called the dynasty covenant. The Davidic covenant or the dynasty covenant. One, this covenant is given in 2 Samuel 7, 8-16, and in Psalm 89, verses 20-37. 2 Samuel 7, 8-16, and Psalm 89, 20-37. Let's turn to Psalm 89. Psalm 89, starting at verse 20. I have found David, my servant, with my sacred oil. I have anointed him. My hand will sustain him. Surely my arm will strengthen him. No enemy will subject him to tribute. No reversionistic man will oppress him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down his adversaries. My faithful love will be with him, and through my name his horn will be exalted. I will set his hand over the sea, his right hand over the rivers. He will call out to me, "You are my Father, my God, the rock, my Savior." I will also give him, David, my firstborn, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ in his true humanity is the Son of David, the most exalted of the kings of the earth. I will maintain my grace to him forever, and my covenant with him will never fail. I will establish his line forever, his throne as long as the heavens endure. If his sons forsake my law and do not follow my statutes, if they violate my decrees and fail to keep my commands, I will punish their sin with the rod, their iniquity with flogging. But I will not take my love away from him, nor will I ever betray my faithfulness to him. I will not violate my covenant, the Davidic covenant, or alter what my lips have uttered. Once for all, I have sworn by my holiness, his absolute righteousness and perfect justice, his infinite integrity, and I will not lie to David that his line will continue forever, and his throne endure before me like the sun. It will be established forever like the moon, the faithful witness in the sky. So the Davidic covenant or the dynasty covenant. Two. Party of the first part, God, made a gracious disposition to party of the second part, David. Party of the first part, God, made a gracious disposition to party of the second part, David. Three, this is the divine promise to David, that he would have a son, the Lord Jesus Christ. In his true humanity, he is the Son of David. So this is the divine promise to David that he would have a son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who would rule Israel forever. Rule Israel forever. Four. It is the promise of the perpetuation of the Davidic dynasty. The Davidic dynasty. be perpetuated through the Lord Jesus Christ forever as the Son of David. While the Davidic line continued for about 72 years in the Northern Kingdom, from 998 to 926 B.C., and for over 400 years in the Southern Kingdom, from 1000 to 586 B.C., this was not the fulfillment of the Davidic covenant. Five. The fulfillment of this covenant occurs in two increments. First, the incarnation and virgin birth of Christ, the first advent of Christ, taking on true humanity, the Son of David. Secondly, the final fulfillment occurs at the second advent of Christ, in his millennial and eternal reign. So the fulfillment of this covenant occurs in two increments: the incarnation and virgin birth of Christ at the first advent, and the final fulfillment occurs at the second advent of Christ in his millennial and eternal reign. Six, the Lord Jesus Christ, as the Son of David in his true humanity, will rule not only for the last 1,000 years of human history, but forever and ever and ever. The Lord Jesus Christ, as the Son of David, will rule not only for the last 1,000 years of human history, but forever and ever and ever. And if you want to keep writing out ever, go and keep writing out. Seven. The Davidic covenant defines the ruling family. Defines the ruling family, the eternal authority of the client nation Israel under the rule of Christ. The Davidic covenant defines the ruling family, the eternal authority of the clan nation Israel under the rule of Christ, the Son of David. Eight, the Davidic covenant cannot be fulfilled without the bodily, physical resurrection of Christ. The Davidic covenant cannot be fulfilled without the bodily, physical resurrection of Christ. Turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the resurrection of Christ, descendant of David, according to my gospel. And then turn over to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. One of my favorite Easter passages. Romans 1, verses 3 and 4. Romans 1, verse 3, concerning his Son, who was born of the seed of David, according to the flesh, who was declared with power, powerfully declared to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead, according to God the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So So the Davidic covenant cannot be fulfilled without the bodily, physical resurrection of Christ. 9. The church age presented a problem in the fulfillment of this covenant. The church age presented a problem in the fulfillment of this covenant, but it was solved by the resurrection, ascension, and session of Christ, which now allows for the second advent, the second coming of Christ. All right. That brings us to part 4 of the covenants, the unconditional covenant, the new covenant to Israel. And we're going to start with the new covenant to Israel next Sunday. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. We thank you for the privilege we have had this morning to fellowship with you through the study of your word. May God the Holy Spirit challenge each one of us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our life. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.